What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What up, what up? It's Charles or Chuck.
How's it going? It's Larry Lur or Larry.
Dang, you didn't have a crafty nickname, huh?
I mean, I could go with Def, I guess.
Def, there we go. The classic. If you know, then you know. And if you don't, you know. Well, too bad for you. All right, so obviously, Tweak Talks is here this week. Unfortunately, we don't have Haz and we don't have Pink, but we do have Larry, and we have some interesting topics coming up. And if you guys want to hear more about just interesting topics in general, make sure to check out our Patreon. That's the best way to support us. The bonus content that we're going to record after recording this episode for this week is we are going to predict the top five ranks of LumiRank 2024. So I think that's going to be really fun and interesting. I think that there will be some players, I mean, a lot of players that you're going to kind of predict that's going to be on there, but what order we put them in. And I think, you know, even super consistent players like me have had shaky tournaments. So I think it'll be a very interesting topic. So make sure you check out the Patreon. And of course, if you guys do enjoy the content, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe here on YouTube. Rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And put in the comments what your predictions for the top five ranked players in 2024 is. Love to hear you guys' opinions in the comments. So, the first order of business, Charlie, the king, went to a local and won a local over Nexus and Zenyu. I thought that was really fun. I think we all are Charlie enjoyers when it comes to watching Wolf. He pushed the character pretty far in terms of the on-hit game for Wolf, and I think that's where the true potential lies with Wolf. It just sucks because there's a lot of like frame one, frame two links. It's a very difficult thing to pull off in tournament, right? So it's cool to see Charlie back. I hope he competes more. We have still seen Wolf in the meta, but not so much in as much top eights as we used to see it pre-quarantine, right? And we all used to play Wolf too. So I think we all enjoy watching Charlie in general, right? So how did you guys like watching Charlie?
I actually didn't know it was happening, but I caught the tail end of it. And yeah, I know y'all still play Spaces. I used to play Wolf. He kind of sucks right now, so it was cool to see. And by sucks, it's just he isn't like getting top eights or something. Jackal actually had a crazy Genesis performance. But yeah, it's just cool to see familiar faces play once in a while. I guess my first question would be, how are you doing, Larry? What's up?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Not bad. Collision coming up. We'll be at KawaiiCon shortly after that as well.
Yep.
We chatted a bit at Genesis. That was a fun time.
Yeah, it's always good talking to you.
Yeah. We're just old.
How old are you?
Take a guess, bro.
You like 25?
Yeah. That wasn't that fun.
Damn, that's so old. Oh my god, decrepit.
He's withering away as
we're getting there. Away. My birth is actually coming up.
Oh really? When's your birthday? Yeah,
my birth is on the 20th.
Damn. That's right before Hawaii. It would have been nice if it was in Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like technically I could fly to Hawaii and celebrate there if I really wanted to.
Yeah, good. I guess if you want.
Don't worry. When we're at KawaiiCon, we'll have a dinner or something, and we'll celebrate your birthday. How's that sound? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
It's chill.
All right. So, first order of business.
Yes, the first order of business, Gavin. What is it?
Before we went live, Larry said something very interesting to me. We were talking about Falco and how people hate Falco. People hate playing against Falco. People hate playing against Larry. And Larry came to the conclusion that maybe people just secretly hate him and not Falco, because it happens with every character he plays. We should,
yeah.
Maybe this is a therapy session. Maybe we need to dive deeper into that.
Whenever I go to tournaments and I like am actively playing against people or like my training partners, I always get just constant complaints about whoever I play. Ash 4, people hated playing my Fox. Brawl, people hate playing my Falco. Melee, people hated playing my Falco. it's an ongoing thing. Yeah, even in Ultimate, it's like constant complaints. about playing my Falco. They're like, oh, it's so cheap. You just up till
such Charles, a broken move. Let me ask you, have you ever played with Larry?
Yes.
And voiced your concerns with him while playing?
Yes. Yes, I have. You're mad annoying.
Why am I like instigating right now?
He's super annoying to play against. I think the most annoying thing to me, at least, about playing against Larry is like sometimes I feel like I'm just losing to his reactions on ledge. I mean, this was very particular in Smash 4. I think Larry was one of the strongest ledge trappers in Smash 4. And, you know, one of the other strongest ledge trappers in Smash 4 is also in this call. So what do you know? I mean, I think if people are bitching about how you're playing, then that means you're doing something right. That's how I see it. You should more so take it as a compliment, even though I might have said it in a very mean way. it's you know, deep down inside, I'm just complimenting your play because it's very frustrating or difficult to play against.
I remember, I think this was like pretty recent too. I remember playing you.
Last time we played, yeah.
I remember playing you, and you said something like, "How are you doing that? You're old."
Yeah, no, it's so annoying, man.
Like, you're just like, "How are you doing?"
This guy's in his 30s, and he's reacting to every single ledge option. I'm changing the timing. He's still reacting to it. It was like, "Oh my god, can I just get off the ledge for free one time to play the game?" And it's like, "Nope." And it's just like, "Damn, dude, my ledge mix-up is that shit." With the combination of him just reacting to everything. So I think people generally get frustrated when they feel like they're not playing the game. I think that's a big
one.
Then I go backwards to the conclusion when I'm playing Ultimate like this. And then it's just like, I guess the fucking answer is always to just not interact with you because you're a piece of shit that can react to every single one of my ledge options. So I have to just camp you even harder. And I always hate that it always comes down to that. Like, even like when I would VOD review back in the day on my own VODs, I'm just like, yep, I'm just trying to fight you. Like that's the issue. That's the real issue. Is just I'm just not camping and not trying to time you out because that's
fight harder. Fight, Charles.
Yeah, fight harder, bro.
No. Every time I dash attack, I just get fucked. So nice. I have to camp harder. That's if you're really fighting in Ultimate, that's what you're really doing. You're resisting the urge to press a button and you're just trying to time them out. That's what Ultimate really comes down to.
Always fighting for justice. I'm always fighting.
Yeah, there's a few top players out there that are fighting for justice.
Yeah, I'm fighting the good fight, dude. I'm working hard for justice.
I can't imagine the battles that you have to go through, and I've seen them, but I can't even imagine like what I would be thinking if I was in that player seat. As all I gotta say is, don't put my thoughts on loudspeaker if I'm in that scenario, because you're gonna hear
the darkest
sides.
People don't know about Chuck. They don't know.
I've done some things that I'm not so proud of back in
the things you said.
Larry, you actually didn't have anything to say when I said I was fighting for justice. Do you disagree? Do you think I'm not fighting? Huh?
The way you camp, I don't. Sometimes I question it.
See, your vision is just blurry.
Like, you got to put on the glasses, bro.
It may look like I'm camping, but I'm simply retaliating. I'm retaliating.
He's fighting back.
They camped me first, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Exactly. I would always avoid that. Early Smash 4, I'm just like, dude, these motherfuckers are camping you. You got to camp back. And he would just be like, no, I will run at Komoro Kiri's Sonic every time. And I'm like, damn.
Like,
it was funny at a Hyrule Saga, Void said that he stood there and did nothing against Komo. You can watch the set. This is Smash 4 Hyrule Saga, Komo versus Void. He stood there for about 5 seconds just to show the world what Komo was doing. That was the mentality. It was like, I'm showing the world that Komo is just on the other side of the stage, standing there doing nothing, and I will stand here and do nothing for 5 seconds and then proceed to rush him down. But he just had to show the world for 5 seconds what Komo was doing to him.
I can't believe, like, I'm really not that camp. I'm not.
No, you are, but
you are, dude.
It is justified.
What? You guys don't want to play neutral? It's hey, just look, neutral.
Yo, Gavin, I'll say this. I'm glad you're on the good side now. Because Smash 4, you were not on the good side.
Like character wise?
Character wise, yeah.
The Bayo allegations are still
Bayo Cloud.
Yeah.
Cloud was
It was so broken fun.
Fundies. It was broken fundies.
It was
you miss those days.
I'll never get that feeling back of grabbing someone at 60 with DK.
Now you're speaking my language.
Taking their stock, and they just turn to me and they say, "Could I have gotten out of that?" And I just get the pleasure of telling them, "No, you could not have escaped that."
Dude,
every time.
Yeah.
You know, there's only hints of that in my life nowadays. Like, over the course of Ultimate, I'd do something, like, for some reason, I would get a kill with Wario's down air. And for some reason, everyone is always surprised at first. Like, the first, like, year. They're like, "That is that strong?" But it's not the same as grabbing someone with DK at 60 and getting to tell them that that was it.
Sometimes 50, if you had rage.
You had no choice. Yeah.
That was amazing. It was
special.
The hurt in their eyes when they realized there was nothing they could have done. They just have to accept their fate.
All right, this podcast episode is turning into something amazing.
The memory lane of Smash 4.
That tweet you posted a few months ago with the "he was special."
Dude, he was!
The guy's like tearing up.
Yeah.
He was special.
DK's best game,
dude.
Smash 4.
Yeah, it really was. And
Larry is one of the first people to abuse that, funnily enough.
Yeah.
It's because... So my thing in Smash 4 was I needed a robbery character. They took Luigi away from me.
Yeah, you did play pre-patch Luigi, too.
They took Luigi away from me. Larry was a
big, corny player. He was just like, all right, so what... I have Fox, which was, like, let's be real, it was a pretty corny character in Smash 4. And then... Then Larry was like, "But I want to cheat more." So then he would pick even crazier cheater.
The greed,
Luigi.
Dude, my lineup in 4 was actually toxic, but people don't realize it because
super toxic.
Yeah, because the beginning of 4, I had Fox, I had pre-patch Sheik, I played Luigi.
Oh my gosh!
I played Meta Knight.
Oh, pre-patch Meta Knight, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're from SoCal, you just have to, apparently. Fox, Sheik, Meta Knight.
Yeah. I was watching people do all these things, and I'm like, I could do that. Probably better.
You weren't wrong.
That's why I played PT.
Yeah.
In old
time. I'm not going to lie. I missed your PT. Your PT was sick.
I'm sick of this shit.
Of people missing your PT?
Not missing it, but saying it to my face.
Like, well, damn, dude, I'm sorry for complimenting you. This is shit.
Yeah, this is coming out very poorly. Sometimes I forget I played PT, and like it's like people missing it is like the reminder, and I'm like, oh snap, you're right. They just suck.
I mean, pre-patch PT was really strong. Like, you gotta admit, pre-patch PT was very strong.
Like Larry, you want to play PT versus my Diddy for like an hour or two?
I'm not gonna play PT. I also don't think PT sucks, but you know, I feel like your value or like what you value in a character, it makes sense as to why you think they suck.
I just played them thinking I could like expand on what they were already like. They were already doing pretty good at the time, and it just went way farther than I thought. Because the first tournament I went to after picking them up, I won. And I was like, well, okay. Here we are. Like, I guess I have to keep playing PT. So it just happened so fast. Like, I just didn't. I at the time, I would pick Incineroar and go on Elite Smash. It could have been Incineroar, bro.
Damn. Imagine that timeline.
Like, I would pick up random characters all the time. But this time, I actually went to some locals and stuff. So, dude, it was wild. But back to Larry's DK in Smash 4. So he would just straight up grab people off the ledge.
Yeah.
They would just jump into his arm.
Do you know why I picked up? Do you know why I picked up DK?
No.
Shout outs to Wills. I think we're both in Hawaii, and this is when Luigi just got nerfed. I saw him doing what he was doing. I'm like, wait, it's just like Luigi. Like, it's just like Luigi.
Disgusting, bro. Were you upset about Luigi's tether grab? You couldn't, like, you know, rekindle that flame?
Yeah, I don't like Luigi's tether grab. I think, if you remember, at the beginning of Ultimate, I was playing Luigi, and I was actually
I actually didn't know that.
Dude, we literally talked to each other at the at Sky's Invitational.
Oh. That was like 5 years ago, bro.
It was I didn't know you played Luigi in the beginning of Ultimate. What the heck?
In the very beginning, yeah. I was just like complaining about how stupid this character is. Because I'm like, look at this.
The scary thing about Luigi in Ultimate, in 4, it was like windows. Like high percent and like low percent. And there was like a middle ground where you wouldn't like die off a grab. In this game, there's no escape. You know what I mean? Like, there's
no grab at all percents.
There's no window where like your stock isn't in danger.
Yeah.
And that's pretty terrifying. I talk about that all the time where like it's just so weird. But that dash grab in 4 was funny.
It was amazing. Yeah.
I think this is a fun topic. What do you think is better, Smash 4 Luigi or Ultimate Luigi? Because they're pretty Smash close.
It's Smash 4 Luigi.
I think it's Smash 4. Just bro. Because he had a better recovery and he had better edge guarding. So like highs were just at 0. Like,
especially for considering pre-patch Smash 4 Luigi.
Oh, that is for
Wait, I wonder. Dude, imagine being in this in Ultimate, being able to ledge slip Cyclone people, like in like
Ultimate
Zero. That'd be stupid. Yeah.
Or you could just two frame them with the.
My favorite kill that Luigi could get in 4 was if you DI'd in on an up air, he could do double jump down B off the top. Like, you could do a rising up air, and if they DI'd it wrong, you just did double jump down B.
That's so dumb. My God.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a ladder type of vibe, but like it was very fake. Yeah. Dude, I haven't thought about it though, because like the amount of characters and like the changes, it's hard to say. I feel like he's about the same, to be honest.
But Ultimate's mechanics favor, or no, Smash 4 mechanics favor Luigi, just because you had perfect shield, more projectile characters sucked. Like Samus and Pac-Man were not too crazy, you know what I mean? But in Ultimate, it's like, oh man, you have to parry stuff, which is a little harder, a lot more riskier, right? And then projectile characters are just so much stronger too.
Yeah.
Yeah, his projectile is good too. Again, like pre-patch, like they nerfed his fireball.
His fireball is crazy pre-patch.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They nerfed his fireball in Smash 4.
Crazy.
Oh, Smash 4.
Smash 4.
I actually don't remember that well, but it makes more sense.
No,
another
was it like end lag or what?
Yeah, I think it traveled farther and had less end lag.
Was that because of the custom one and they nerfed like both or something?
No, they just nerfed Luigi.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah. He also had down throw up B in pre-patch.
Oh, yep. Really?
I remember that. Yes.
No one was. That's one of the reasons why I was so mad, because I practiced it and I got it down consistently. So I'm like,
it was pretty hard.
People even better. I remember people even harder.
I remember the time frame for that, Larry, because you got it consistent around Evo. Like the custom Evo, right? Was it after the custom Evo you were?
It was because it was literally whenever I went to like the Hawaii tournament. So I think it was after Evo. It was like in between.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you be coming to Hawaii a lot. Bro, Larry is an honorary Hawaiian.
I am.
Larry and I's bond is strongest over Donkey Kong.
It really is. Yeah.
Some people just get it. Some people just understand. And
you know what another fun topic? Brawl Snake or Ultimate Snake, which is better? I think that's a really fun
thing. I think it's Ultimate.
I think it's Ultimate Snake.
I think it's Ultimate, yeah. The recovery
Brawl Snake low-key way worse than Ultimate Snake.
I think it's close though, because remember Brawl Snake had mobility on the ground. Like you could illusion to the other dude. That was great. Could fucking illusion and so
I know, but water. I don't think that fills the gap for like the difference between the man. Two. To be honest.
Oh, so you think the gap is large? You think Ultimate?
I think it's. Way better. I think it's definitely noticeable, at least.
Okay. Okay.
Dude,
I, It's hard. Dude, I think it's close, but
he genuinely has more moves, bro.
Yeah, I think Ultimate Snake is like a much versatile character than Brawl Snake.
Yeah,
that's like the big
Brawl
thing.
Brawl Snake was rigid, even with the Dacus, bro.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is too is like his jump squat was so bad, so he couldn't jump. Yeah.
Like Dare out of shield. Like he didn't really have an out of shield game in Brawl, right?
Well, no, you. Because shield drop wasn't as bad in Ultimate, so you just shield drop to forward tilt or jab.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. In Brawl.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the main thing that made Snake so bad in Brawl is kind of what Tweak was saying. Is this very rigid? Like you have to stay grounded.
Dude, his down air and Ultimate and stuff. Like, damn.
Oh yeah. Oh, also SDI kind of killed him.
Fucked him. Yeah. Like Nair and Dare weren't moves.
Nair and Dare. Yeah.
Dude.
The down throw tech chasing was crazy in Brawl too. People were looking at each other's controllers. Like I think the highs on stage were crazier, but I think being more well-rounded has a lot more value overall.
People tend to think that Brawl Snake is something, but like I think Ultimate Snake is so much better, dude.
Oh, wait. Okay. I have a question.
What's up?
Smash 4 Bowser or Ultimate Bowser?
Smash 4 Bowser.
I'll say Smash 4.
Okay, yeah. I think Smash 4 too.
Ultimate Bowser like maybe had something going, but it fizzled out and it has not come back.
Yeah.
Ultimate Bowser is pretty terrible right now.
Yeah. I think the thing about Smash 4 Bowser is that I think when you look at it, Ultimate Bowser is like a more well-rounded character, but Smash 4 Bowser just had that one thing that was so good.
For a heavy, sometimes that's more important.
Yeah.
That's why DK is so special, because he's like a bit of both. Mm. Like his moveset is genuinely pretty well-rounded as a character, regardless of his archetype. And then he had that.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's funny because all the heavies in Smash 4 didn't have a kill confirm grab at 50.
They just all got it at the same time.
Well, right. I think it's funny. We can talk about patches. Well, except DDD. Yeah, fucking rip DDD. But I think this is a cool topic that we could talk about too. How the balance team patched in Smash 4 compared to how the balance team works in Ultimate. So if you guys, for the viewers that didn't play Smash 4, in Smash 4, when a patch was coming out, everyone like held their breath because
the game was changing overnight.
Yes, like some characters would go from dog shit to like, whoa, okay, like I could use this character in tournament. And DK, Bowser, those were some of the drastic changes that came through. The nerfs were, when they nerfed characters, they would nerf them pretty hard because it would usually just be bugs. Like Fox used to be able to just jab one, jab two, not even get tipper jab two and just combo into up smash. So like that was obviously like an oversight and stuff like that. So there's ridiculous oversights that they would just take away. So those are the drastic nerfs. But the drastic buffs would be, oh, DK can grab you at 50 to 60% and you're just dead, and could not do that before.
It was
special. And then Bowser got that too. Yeah, so I thought Smash 4 patching was a lot more fun. Do I think it's the healthiest way to do it?
I think I have the same answer. Like Ultimate had more patches and they added up to being very significant. Like over time, they really added up. Yeah. But Smash 4 would just the amount of impact Ultimate's patches had, Smash 4 only had to do one patch to have that impact. So like it's way more exciting and fun and like terrifying as well, but Ultimate like, you know, branched out over a longer period of time, like things like added up, like characters would get changes across more than one patch. Like I don't know, like Ultimate's is great, especially if it was still going on to this day, but Smash 4, like, you had no idea what was going to happen, bro. That's why I think going into Ultimate, when they started getting patches, I was, like, really let down by them because, like, the only thing I had to compare it to was Smash 4. So, like, mm-hmm. I guess we didn't know what to expect, but, yeah, like, is there anything that even compares to, like, one singular change that compares to anything from Smash 4? There's a lot of Ultimate patches, so I could be forgetting something, but there is some pretty crazy stuff from Ultimate.
Are you talking about like characters getting buffed or nerfed?
Yeah, like that just have the same amount of obvious impact as like D DK Bowser.
It's kind of weird because
Mewtwo got buffed like crazy in 4.
Bro. Yeah, Mewtwo got a huge buff.
Yes.
Yeah. He like went from I think low tier to top.
Yeah.
I think one of the cool things about Smash 4 too is a lot of the time when a character got buffed, or sorry, a lot of times when a character got nerfed, they still ended up being a really good character. Like I think all the top tier characters didn't fall outside of top tier.
Sometimes they did a couple small ones across different patches, which is more of like what Ultimate style is now. Mm-hmm. But it was mostly for nerfs. The buffs were more extreme.
Yeah.
All right.
Like Sheik and Diddy had to they got touched up like a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then of course the ladder incident when it was like ZSS and Meta Knight got nerfed around the same time and Sakurai was watching a tournament and it was just like ZSS players and Meta Knight players laddering each other in front of Sakurai, which was really funny. And then just the next patch, it's like, all right, so this is toned down a little bit. Like Meta Knight could still ladder and ZSS could still ladder, but it was a little bit more situational and stuff like that. I actually don't even know if ZSS ladder got hit. No. I know Meta Knight for sure, but I guess ZSS not so much.
I don't even remember what the change was.
I think they did nerf it, but it wasn't
like, they nerfed Meta Knight. So good.
They definitely nerfed Meta Knight. I remember Genesis. I know this because Genesis 3 is my favorite patch in Smash 4 because no Bayo. Cloud was probably the best character, but I'm okay with that.
We didn't know for sure yet, low-key.
We didn't know yet, but like on that patch, like looking back at it now, we know that Cloud was the best character on that patch. And then Meta Knight and Sheik were still broken, so it's like, even if Cloud was the best character, that was also pre-patch Sheik, that was pre-patch Meta Knight. It was just all the characters that I enjoyed in Smash 4. That felt like the golden era of Smash 4 to me.
Yeah, can we talk about how there were a lot of characters, there were a lot of people that thought Cloud was mid-tier?
That was really funny.
That was wild.
Bro.
Gavin loves talking about this story.
Bro. I'm not going to name names.
You should, though.
maybe some names.
Maybe so, in the Patreon content.
So, I played Cloud for fun on day one. I tried everyone when they were getting released. Like Smash had never had DLC characters before. It was really fun. Patches and trying all the characters. I played Cloud.
And he desperately needed a new main because he mained Bowser Jr.
I played Cloud. I was having a lot of fun. And I was like, this is also maybe messed up. I was like a kid playing it, but I was like, I think this might be fucked up. And I was just finishing touching people at fucking 30% and just like doing a bunch of crazy stuff, like holding on to limit forever, like just going crazy, bro. And I like reached out to a bunch of top players at the time. I was like, look at this combo, look at this kill confirm. And they're like, yeah, that's not that good. And I was just like, wait, what? They're like, yeah, I think you just need to lab Cloud more. Like, I don't know if that's that good. Like they were just
being, grab was broken too. Like
they were just telling me like the stuff I was doing was not that good. And then like, I need to lab more and all this stuff.
But you're killing at 30.
Yeah. Like just like, I was showing them like down air, cross slash, down air, finishing touch. Like obviously up air was like one of the first things that got found for crazy confirms and just in general. And I was just doing all this stuff and they're like, yeah, you just need to lab more. Like it was like a bunch of players telling me this. And yeah, shouts to them because let's think about all the stuff I did with Cloud in that game. So,
oh, dude, there was people that thought Ike in Smash 4 was better than Cloud. That was a statement I heard often. Japan, right off the rip, thought that Cloud was extremely broken, and a lot of American like players or commentators or what have you, like most of the American community thought that Cloud was like, oh, like mid tier, like I don't even know if best sword character and stuff like that. And I just remember watching Mewtwo King spamming full hop down air and up air and beating people. And I was like, there's no way this character is bad. And then like just looking at Nair and stuff like that, I was like, this is crazy. Just so insane. So, and then, Limit cross slash was stronger. One of the big ones, I think they did a good job of balancing Cloud from Smash 4 to Ultimate. Obviously, getting rid of holding limit forever was a big one, but the grab was probably the biggest change because Cloud conditioned shield.
I was grabbing.
Oh, Grabbing Gavin was out here.
Grabbing Gavin.
He would snatch you up with Cloud because you just did not want to get hit by that Buster Sword. And it was it's just crazy how aware the balancing team was transitioning from Smash 4 to Ultimate. So I mean, shouts to the balance team.
Yeah. But yeah, he was really broken, and people told me he wasn't. And I was like, I think that was the moment where I was like, I'm going to play this character in tournament because I'm so pissed off right now that I got disrespected. I was showing the stuff I was labbing, and they're just like, meh.
Didn't you win your first local with Cloud? I'm pretty sure you did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember that was right, like, very soon after Cloud got released. I was like, man, I feel like this character's good. And then I just would watch Sweet because I was a huge fan of watching him because he, you know, played Bowser Jr. and beat people, which was fucking insane. And then I heard that you played Cloud and won your first local, and I was like, finally, I get to watch Tweak play a broken character. Yes, 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 yeah. Yes.
I didn't know it was that broken. I just knew it was top tier at least.
Better than Junior. That's all I need. Junior for sure. Better than fucking Junior.
I played Bowser Jr. and then I was like, all right, I need a new character. And then I played Wario, who was like also low tier.
Also trash.
I didn't realize that Wario was also bad. And then when I played Cloud, I just got pretty lucky. So, and then DK was weird because I wasn't like super serious about him, but there was like 2GG would have like the big MSMs after because all the players like would stay an extra day. And MSM was like a big tournament, even when like there wasn't a lot of top players in attendance from other regions. And I was just like, for fun, I went DK the whole time. And I never used DK in tournament before. And I won the MSM with DK. And I was just like, oh, maybe this is a good character to use in some situations. So it became that. And I even played him going into Ultimate a little bit because I thought down B up smash was cool.
I remember... I think it was before Ultimate was out when they had demos at Smash 4 or for Smash 4 tournaments.
Those were lit, though.
I think I remember someone was recording you play with DK, and then your reaction to getting down B up smash.
Dude, I love that clip. That clip is
I think I still have that image saved.
I didn't know you were the one recording that. I didn't.
He wasn't. That's, he wasn't.
No. I just have.
Oh, it. I see. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, damn, you recorded that? I mean, but that's. I think that's an iconic.
Well, because we could only play a little bit, and I was trying to theorycraft as much as I could in line before I played, and I was like, low key, if the down B has no lag in the air, like, what if you can get down B up smash? I did it, and I was just looking for anyone I was talking about it with because it was actually working. And I remember, I don't even know if I was playing with someone I knew or if it was literally a stranger, like just at the tournament. I was like, bro, can I try to like hit you with Ding Dong real quick? I was like, yo, this is the Smash 4%. Like, can you like see if I can hit you with it? And it just wasn't working, and I was just like heartbroken. I was like, no way, they nerfed him, bro. But yeah,
dude, me and Bam would play on those setups and we wouldn't even fight each other. All we did was lab out things like, oh, how does shield work? Like how does this work and stuff? It was fun. And then obviously we'd also play some real matches too, but that was a fun time, man.
It really was.
I've had an issue for a long time, Larry, and I actually value your opinion more than most people's. So Cloud has been a character I've considered, but never taken seriously in Ultimate. And I've been thinking about it lately, bro. I've been playing Rebirth. You know, I've been playing more online, like tournaments and Smash Pros. And sometimes I just think about him, bro. Like, he would come in clutch. Like, what do you think? Because sometimes Sephiroth ain't cutting it, bro.
I mean, what? I need to know the character pool. Like, what characters are you thinking of using it for?
That's the thing. I would just use him when I feel like it because I don't. Sometimes I don't really play like that.
Okay. I mean, if that's the case, then yeah. I mean, Cloud's way better than Sephiroth, and you were one of the Cloud players. I'm so surprised you and Leo don't play Cloud like that anymore,
dude.
Like,
I try to talk to him about it, and for some reason, like, we just can't stick with it, or like something feels wrong. It's so hard to say.
Yeah.
But I still argue with him about who was the best Cloud in 4.
I'm sure you do. I feel like you bring this up every time I talk to you about Cloud.
Dude, it's like It's so funny because I try to toss ego away and I try to just focus on improving. But for some reason, if it's like Sephiroth or Cloud, I want that validation specifically for those characters.
It gets personal.
It gets personal for those characters. And Loki DK a little bit too. But yeah, like
I'll be talking. I don't think that's an argument. Best Smash 4 DK was you, clearly. No? I mean, what's the argument?
Dude. Oh, I would hear things that would really upset me. They'd be like, well, he only uses it as a counter pick, so it doesn't count. Or something like that. You know the classic saying? Oh, this player's a better player, but this player's better with the character.
I hate that saying.
The worst saying that has ever plagued the Smash community.
Whenever, of course, both of you guys hate that. You guys are both filthy counter pickers.
Dude, listen.
No. Okay, whenever I hear someone say that, I just want to tell them, okay, just tell me, just admit you have no balls. Just
admit it. It is such a pseudo-intellectual thing to say because it doesn't even make sense. Playing, being a player and playing with a character are the same thing. We're both playing as characters in the video game. It's the same quality.
Like, I feel like
I know what they're trying to say.
Yeah, I get what they're trying to say, but I feel like they should just say wrong
and like pseudo intellectual.
Yeah, it still doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay, maybe they use more of the character's toolkit more effectively or something like that, but sometimes it doesn't matter.
It's just,
I would say most of the time that doesn't matter.
Give people credit for picking characters into their bad matchups. Like, really? It's not even about winning or losing.
My argument to that would be one of the best solo DK runs was probably your MSM run with DK, right? Like, if we look throughout the history of solo DK runs, I would assume that you or Larry probably have some of the best solo DK tournament runs.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like Hikaru probably has the best one.
Yeah.
Because Civil War.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hikaru's
that was crazy, like, in terms of the value of the tournament. And I don't think the MSM counted for anything. But back to the conversation of that saying. It is, like, the bane of my existence as someone who's played too many characters where it's like, oh, I guess I'm not the best with any character then. You know what I mean? Like,
It's just a cop-out response.
Yeah, that saying is definitely, for both of us, we are the type of player that just gets screwed over by that saying.
Sorry, too talented. You can play multiple characters out of the conversation.
Oh, but this player plays that character on this stage or versus this bad matchup. It's like, okay, so
he's stupid. I don't know. Cool, good for him.
Like what? It's just it feels like something you would say to your friend to flex that you like act like you know more about something than someone. Like that you can tell the differences between the play styles and the options they're choosing when like one, they're overthinking it. And two, it's not as smart as they think it is to say. Like, it's just like, dude, when I was younger, I would complain about this daily. This is the first time I've talked about this saying in a long time, but I thought it was fizzling out, but I low-key read it the other day. So we got to deal with this saying. We have to abolish it.
Dude, I feel like people say it all the time still. It's actually mind-blowing.
You know what the best is? When you see it on a Twitter profile. Best solo DK main. Best solo Bowser Jr. main. Or, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. That's... I think.
There's already 100 characters. Why are we making these separations? Like, how complicated are we going to get, bro?
Oh, man. I mean, you know...
It's time to play Cloud, bro.
You think it's time?
Yes.
Play you need Cloud. A sword? You're gonna fight back with a sword this time?
Like Rebirth is it's inspiring, bro.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I know this one Diddy player that played into a really bad matchup at Genesis against Pac-Man. So now this player is the best Diddy Kong player because he played a bad matchup and won. But before, kind of a counterpicking Diddy Kong. It was kind of weird, you know,
dude.
Wait, why don't you put best solo Diddy in your Twitter profile?
Where's the Twitter profile update?
I'm just the better player. Diddy. I'm just the better player. Okay.
Is that more important? I think that's more important.
It doesn't count. I was actually going to say, I don't know if Charles has had the time to do anything like this, but whenever there's a tournament going on and I'm not there, my favorite person to watch restream tournaments is Larry. So
Larry's a very lit restreamer.
I know you've seen me in the chat like a couple of times. So for some reason, I tend to watch Larry restream tournaments.
I mean, a lot of people just say they like hearing my commentary, just like my reactions and stuff. So that's cool. And
you're consistent. Like you're always doing it. So
yeah, dude.
Yeah, Larry got the consistency.
It's just great. I feel like it's worked out really well for me. And it's funny because I feel like a lot of people just like lurk in my stream but just don't say anything.
I feel like it's just chill and, it's chill and consistent. Like you know what you're getting into. And I feel like as a person, I like that kind of thing. I don't know.
I also think Larry has incredible insight. Obviously, you know, has a ton of experience through multiple Smash titles, knows what's good, what's bad. I mean, that also shows in just his wide character pool throughout multiple Smash games. Larry can kind of, I think another thing that Larry's really, really good at is understanding the skill level at which everyone is playing the game at in real time, right? It's like, oh, we're like 6 months into the meta. This shit right here, this will work. Might not work a year or two into the meta, but right now, oh yeah, this is money right here.
I think it shows with Larry, with like he can talk about the game and he can simplify it in a really nice way, but he won't leave something important out either. You know what I mean? I feel like Larry can really, I feel like that's why I go to Larry for advice sometimes, because he'll just give it to you simple, but he's not going to like leave something out. Cause I'm very complicated with like figuring out what I'm going to do, but I can still get a lot from talking to Larry because, you know, I'll just ask him like, what do you think about this? And it's a simple answer and I can, you know, figure it out from there. And I feel like that shows in a lot of ways, like Charles just said, like different characters, the way you play and talk about the game, view the game. Like, cause for me, it's never that simple. So it's good, to get different perspectives, I guess.
Yeah, my mindset just in general is to try and make something, like try to get something complicated and make it as simple as possible, and then I can expand it from there. But for a lot of things, I think that with I guess anything regarding the game, or I guess a lot of stuff in general, people will try to come up with like a complicated way to just like explain something where it could just be said in a few simple words. And I think, you know, obviously you can't just simplify everything, but I think it's important to try to put something as simple as possible, especially because you have to consider that not everyone is going to be able to understand what you're talking about. They're not going to have the level of awareness you have. So it just helps, like with anything, just explaining something to someone like at all levels, as long as you make it simple, then
just pick Luigi and rob people, bro. That's all you gotta do.
Yes,
back then at least.
Dude,
Light shouted you out for coaching him against coaching him for his Meister set.
Oh so yeah,
I heard that. Yeah. So I mean, obviously, I don't want to ask you exactly what you said, but I think it's dope that
you're. Did he reach out to you, or did you just tell him something?
It's funny because he actually reached out to me at Genesis, because I did tell him, I think I mentioned to him that I could help him beat Mia, because I feel like he's doing like a good amount of things that are obviously wrong. So I'm like, yeah, just tell me when you play Mia and I'll explain it to you. And it's funny because he said that I ghosted him, but he actually ghosted me.
Sounds so like a parasite.
Yeah, he's like, hey, he just stopped talking to me. I'm like, bro, I didn't. He just never responded. but yeah, come Genesis, he like found me. He's like, yo, help me out, give me advice, and yeah, I did that, and he said it did help.
Damn, maybe I need to message you for how to beat Sonics, bro.
I mean,
Larry knows a lot about Sonic. He does know a lot about that character.
The thing is, I feel like I'm pretty good at just understanding how to fight certain matchups, as long as I just analyze it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want, I'm down.
Yeah, just tell me what to do, bro. I'll do it.
So, we need these American W's, man. America's back, damn it.
Just play Cloud, bro. Cloud can do it.
I don't know if Cloud is
against a better Sonic.
Character. Against Sonic, yeah.
I don't know if Cloud is a better character versus Sonic than Diddy. I think that might be extreme trolling.
I am trolling, but low key, I think it could work because the way Sonic is as a player, he's very, very rehearsed, and he's going to be used to fighting Spargo's Cloud. So you would steal. I think if you actually practice Cloud, you could steal a game.
You think? Are you trying to say my Cloud won't be as exciting and fast and cool as
Spargo? I'm just saying it'll be different. That's it.
That's exactly what he's saying, Gavin.
Just instigating right now. What are you trying to say, bro? You trying to say my Cloud is boring?
I don't know. I don't even know what kind of Cloud you are. Are you a backer kind of Cloud?
Dude, I don't know either, man. That's what I need help with. What kind of Cloud am I? Like, I feel like everyone wakes up in the morning and they ask themselves that. What kind of Cloud am I?
That's a good question. Are you a backer type of Cloud? Are you a cross slash type of Cloud? Do you like dash attack? You know, are you one of those climb hazard spammers?
I love spamming climb hazard on Cloud.
I'm a neutral air kind of Cloud, man.
Damn, not good in this game, bro.
That is not working that game.
Wrong game.
I'm a neutral wrong air, game. I'm a neutral air grab down tilt. Oof.
The first two moves you said, not it's in ultimate.
It's looking rough for me.
Nah, see that all I'm hearing is I'm a cross slash kind of Cloud. That's yeah, the kind of Cloud you are.
That's the closest thing. That's the closest thing.
See, you like mix. Cross slash gives you mix.
It gives you like
not if you spot dodge it.
It gives you like one layer of mix, bro.
Nah, because you could if they think it's coming, you can grab them. That's where sort of grab comes in.
That's not enough to satisfy me, bro.
If they think
Gavin
if they think
needs like grab, 10 layers going on, that's what
if they think you're gonna like jump, you can, or if they think you're gonna grab, you can just jump and fair them or something.
Dude, fair is like so weird. It's like
it's a very good move in this game.
It's a very good move.
I don't know, man.
You know what's really funny? How like Cloud's moves coming from Smash 4 to Ultimate, fair was like still pretty good in Smash 4, but if you got the spike, you could tech the ground and then reversal him, right? Same thing with climb hazard. But in Ultimate, since you can't tech spikes when you're on the ground and you get hit, that changed the character so much. And then obviously fair is really broken on shield. But yeah.
I'm gonna stick it out like in secret. I'm gonna act like I'm like not playing him. Uh-huh. And I'm gonna like slowly work at it like in secret, and then one day surprise everyone. And all it's right. gonna be
but
like
you just what you said on the podcast though.
But like no
people are gonna forget though.
No one's watching it.
Yeah, no, they're watching for sure, it. They're gonna forget.
Yeah.
I'll remember though. I'll see your first interaction, it'll be cross slash. I'm like, I knew it.
What kind of Cloud are you? Dude, is such an amazing question.
Wake up every day, wake up and ask yourself, what kind of Cloud am I today?
Oh, today. Oh, it changes. Okay.
Yeah, it changes. Like, you're going to watch my Cloud and you're going to fall out of your chair when I dash attack someone at zero.
All right, wait. I have a question. What kind of Cloud do you think I am?
You're a backer Cloud.
You're an up B Cloud.
Nah, Charles is right. I'm a backer Cloud. Come on, man. He knows me too well.
Shout out to Como, the greatest back air Cloud to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
That was Mr. Back Air right there.
All right, now we need to convince Larry to play a character.
What's your play thing? Fox? Jesus
What's
Christ!
Big idea? What's
I do
problem?
Play Fox.
What's your problem?
What do you mean? Like
these fucking Falco players don't want to play Fox. I wish Tilde played Fox. I wish Larry played Fox.
I play that, Fox.
Fox. Fuck Falco. That character.
When
sucks.
Was Larry above playing a top 10 character? What's the big idea?
I went to a local and won going all Fox.
Okay. The audacity. Right,
well, baby steps. Baby
do you
steps.
Think? Do you think you're too cool to play top 10 character now, Larry?
Nah, I just didn't like him. He felt weird. He felt weird at the beginning of Ultimate.
Dude, like, he did.
You gotta be
I
cooler than
Fox
all of us and play Falco. You gotta play a unique character.
I just felt.
Just pick a top 10 character, Larry.
I am actually going to play Fox, or I'm going to play him more. One of the problems is I hate playing Fox online. Like even with the input delay mod,
all these excuses. Like, let me look at the roster.
I'm a content creator.
This dude plays like Falco and like Me Brawler, Donkey Kong.
Me Brawler is broken.
Like,
I almost beat you with Me Brawler. See, like, I almost beat you with Me Brawler.
No, dude, no.
Yeah.
No. What are you talking about?
You remember Gommel.
Just be the game count doesn't mean anything.
The game.
What happened in that set?
You weren't ready, bro. I killed you at 60.
Was game five close?
It could have been close, but it wasn't.
Larry, this is what you say. It was winnable.
It was winnable. Like, I actually, okay. Winnable. The thing is,
wait, you SD'd.
Maybe. But all I remember is like there was like two interactions where I could have killed you at 50 and I fucked up.
Damn, Larry was trying to rob you, bro.
Trying to rob him.
He would actually be okay with doing that to me.
Absolutely, yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
Dude, we've been friends for this long and you would shake my hand after that?
Absolutely.
Did I rob you? Did I ever rob you?
I mean, you did.
What did I do?
You beat me with Cloud.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Smash Ultimate set. What are we talking about now?
Oh, Smash Ultimate? Have you ever robbed me in Smash Ultimate?
No, like, did I rob you in that set that you were trying to rob me?
The Me Brawler set. Because I definitely know you didn't play Me Brawler in Smash 4.
Well, I guess there can't be two robbers on the screen. You know what I mean?
You robbed me from enjoyment because you played Diddy. And I can't hit that character with Falco.
Falco sucks
in a lot of matchups. Diddy's one of them.
Which translates to Falco sucks in the video game.
Nah. He's okay.
Falco is the worst Spacey. I think we can all agree on that.
In the current meta, he's not Wolf. Is
really? You think Falco is better than Wolf?
In the current meta, yeah.
Holy Fox, shit!
Fox has secretly always been the best one.
The down air change was very
the down air buff actually helped. Yeah,
like when I'm looking at this roster, Larry should just play like Mario.
I don't like Mario in this game.
Maybe some Lucina or Cloud.
Not enough robbery.
You said Lucina?
That definition of no robbery.
Tweak, I don't think you understand what kind of player I am.
You don't have to rob people, Larry.
It's not about robbery. It's just It's actually funny because me and Charles are actually so similar in like what we value. It's actually crazy. Wait.
I know the secret Larry God character that would bring back all of your strength from the past. Of other games, like what you were good at in other games. Samus.
I know why you're saying Samus. I know why you're saying Samus.
Larry Samus would just be a boss fight that never messes up, bro.
I think I told you that I secretly would have one, like the best Samus if I actually grinded the character. Bro. And they're like, why don't you do it?
Because playing floaty characters is lame, dude. Floaty characters are so not fun. Dude,
no, I don't care. Like, I need Larry to lock in, pick Samus, and take away everyone's fun.
Dude, I secretly like playing zoners.
Dude, you may think you're similar to Charles, but in a way, you're similar to me as well, bro. That's why this podcast is going great, and it's going to get a million views. Because we're just vibing.
Larry has a million view video.
We're like that one diagram where like the circle, there were like three circles and they all interlock in some way.
Yes, exactly. Like, your Diddy Kong would be pretty good.
Well, I feel offended the way you said that.
I was gonna say I was gonna say decent, but I moved up to pretty good. But that Samus, Like what is up with this, bro? Me Brawler? That's not you.
It is, dude. Me Brawler grabs you at 60 and they kill you.
But like low key, like it's fake. Like not the combo being fake. Or whatever it is. I just meant the character is low key fake. Like when people say like, oh, this is Fox, but like secretly better, they're trolling.
I genuinely believe it, though.
You think Meat Brawler's better than Fox, Larry? You still think this?
Yes!
Bro, you can just ignore Meat Brawler. Just run away. Fox, you're not running away from him, bro.
How are you running away from Brawler? Like, you're gonna...
Robbing people in this highlight, though.
He's the robber.
You're just gonna be put in the corner, and then like you can't jump past him.
Yes, I will.
Meat Brawler's actually fast. You know that, right?
Not fast. Like, he's not in the air, is he?
He has like a top five fall speed.
Oh, fall speed. Yeah, but there's still like areas where he just can't be that dangerous if I'm running away from him.
Like where?
Dude, you are just robbing people blind. And
you don't know what I mean? Like, when you play Meat Brawler, are you actually, like, afraid?
No, because I'm Meat Brawler. Why would I be afraid?
Oh, you're the Meat Brawler.
I'm the Meat Brawler. Yeah, I'm the Meat Brawler.
What? Like,
I'm the one who knocks.
Like, why I can't believe you think Brawler is better than Fox.
Please just play Samus. Okay, that was OD. He just did up air forward smash.
Yeah, it kills at like 50.
Low key.
I mean, that Brawler did pretty well against Mars, right? Like, well, beat Mars.
Kid. He beat Mars.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah.
You know, Brawler's ladder combos are better than Mario's.
Wow.
You should.
That's quite the statement, though, sir.
You know, Brawler's up tilt is better than Mario's.
Well, yeah, Mario's up tilt is only good like when he's actively like in advantage.
Brawler has Smash 4 up tilt. Brawler's up tilt
it's close, I guess.
Brawler's up tilt 2 frames.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Dude, Larry's being weird right now, bro.
I'm speeding facts.
Just stop being weird and Brawler. Play Mario or Cloud or Lucina.
Why would I play Mario when I can just play Brawler? It has better ladder combos.
What? Or you could just stand by roll with Fox, react to every single ledge option they do with dash attack, and murder people.
Samus.
I can do that too.
Samus.
Why do you want me to play Samus so bad?
Because your Samus would be good, and you could just chill and win. Like, you could just chill.
I could just play Fox, though. I could just play Brawler.
But I just don't believe that you'll play Fox. You would have played him by now.
The reason why it took me so long to play Fox is because I needed to completely forget my Smash 4 muscle memory.
I think that's what I have to do for Cloud. So if we both commit, we have to check up on each other. Like, hey, are you still committing?
All right.
Are you?
All right, I'm down.
Are you getting rid of that Smash 4 muscle memory? Like, it's like having it's like having like an exercise buddy at the gym or something. Like, like once in a while, you gotta be like, bro, lock in.
Yeah, like, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Cause like I meet that like resistance with the muscle memory and I run away from the job.
See, my muscle memory's gone. I don't even remember what Fox did in 4 anymore.
I could
never up to the ledge. Except for up to the ledge.
I remember.
I could never forget.
I
love shaking people's hands after fair foot stealing them like sub 10%. Oh god, that feeling is just. And like as they're and I would love shaking people's hand before game showed up on the screen. It was just something that I really liked doing. So it's like you would fair them and you would jump footstool, and then as like right after the I would like hear the footstool and I just turn to them. Look
in the eye. Having
and have my hand out.
Having a multi-hit that kills is a really nice way to get the preemptive handshake.
Mm-hmm. I love preemptive handshake.
Even when I was a kid playing Bowser Jr., once I landed that up smash out of shield.
Oh, that's actually such a great feeling. You're just like, you know it's done.
No, the best part about it is they don't go to shake your hand. Like, they wait to see till
they wait. they're all leaning forward. They're like, come on, come on, come on. It can't be over.
It can't be over yet.
It can't be over.
The best part is in my head, I'm like, oh, they think they're going to get out. You're not getting out. You're not getting out. Or like limit cross slash. They think they might get out, bro. You're not getting out. Or like DK grabs you, they're like nah.
They're like this is shaking.
Okay, so there's the preemptive handshake when you win, But do you also do the preemptive salty handshake, or no? Well, I don't fist bump or whatever handshake or fist bump preemptive. Like, dude, there'll be times where I always lost a Little Mac in Smash 4. So like during the KO punch freeze, like once it would connect, I'm like already looking at the opponent, just being like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I love doing the preemptive handshake or fist bump, regardless if I won or lost. It's either salty or super happy.
It is impressive what the human body is capable of, bro. Like when someone loses, people be speedrunning to get out of there, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's impressive.
The controller wrap?
Yeah.
The EX teleport?
Yeah.
Headshake?
Yeah. Everything's just, everything's just sped up. Everything.
Yeah.
It's like they're on fast forward, right? Like,
yeah. The next set already started. Like at that setup, like the next two people already sat down, bro. Like,
yeah, dude, my favorite, at locals, there would be some moments where someone would lose, and then immediately after they lost, they looked at the person and said, "Do you want a money match?" It's like,
like they're just like holding them hostage. Like you're not leaving.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's money match for $20. You should not have won that.
Why are you saying it like a businessman?
Because that's how I've heard it be said. I'm just imitating what I've seen.
Yeah, it's happened many a time, bro.
$20 money match, dude. That is hilarious.
You want a money match for $20? I don't think you should have won that. it's like yo.
The fact that they also said like you shouldn't have won that is
sorry. They're calling my next match already. Sorry, like I can't.
Sorry, maybe, I'm still in tournament.
Maybe later.
I've seen that happen. Someone lose a money match, they leave, like, I figured it out. Just walk away. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
They just follow them around like a Pikmin the rest of the tournament until they can money match. Like a Pikmin.
Yeah. As soon as you see someone lose the set, you know they're waiting to talk to someone. You have to not make eye contact with them.
Yeah.
It's like literally,
you know what's crazy? Like,
no, go ahead.
I've never had a situation where someone didn't shake my hand ever.
Really?
Ever. But I know Larry has had some experiences low key.
For sure. So
if we go back to the beginning of the episode, for some reason he has this quality where people hate playing against him.
Dude, you know what's funny? I feel like oddly enough, people rage at me at friendlies more so than they do in tournament. I feel like I haven't had that many people rage in tournament, but in friendlies.
Yeah.
I went to someone's house. I played this person in friendlies for like hours, and I just kept beating them. One match I beat them, they threw their controller on the ground and left, and I'm just in their room, and I'm just like sitting there like what the hell do I leave? Like
you're in their place.
I'm in their place, and they just like left for like over 10 minutes, and I just sat there and like I don't know what to do.
I mean, imagine, to be fair, that's kind of on you though, right? No,
like what am I supposed to do? Do I just leave?
But that was your fault.
Imagine if it was Samus though,
reacted like that. Oh yeah,
how's it my fault? It reacted that way.
Because you kept beating them, dude. You couldn't throw them a bone. That's crazy.
Never throw them the bone.
Yeah, never throw the bone. Never throw them the bone.
Because then they'll think they. You gotta. It's practice. Why am I? Why am I throwing in practice?
Bro, I would play.
That must have been so awkward. You're just sitting there for 10 minutes.
Bro, when I would play Smash 4 friendlies, it was so annoying because I played Cloud, Bayo, and DK. So there was a guarantee. The person I sat down to practice with would hate at least one of my characters. So basically every practice partner I had would genuinely ban characters and like say, I won't play with you if you play this character. So I would strategically prepare my practice so I could practice all three characters, remembering which characters certain people hated.
That's hilarious.
Like I would go ban them like, no, I'm not playing you unless you switch.
See, but that works in tournament, though, because like when you play them in tournament, you just play the character they hate.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would be scheming.
Yeah.
They can't say no.
They can't say no.
Oh,
just pick Cloud.
Give them hostage in tournament.
Just pick Cloud and look at them.
They should just pretend like they enjoy it. That way, you know.
Yeah, dude, it was so nice to have a session where they didn't say anything. They just played. Like, shouts to them, because I knew it was painful. Like, because at one point towards the end of Smash 4, I would pick Bayo and just straight up, like, JV3 stock, like, top 10 players. Like during practice sessions, because, like, the combos were just so dumb. Like, people would just die when they got hit. And, like, some people were strong enough to handle it, bro. It's just pressure makes diamonds. You know?
It sounds,
to be
it
fair,
sounds like people. It sounds like you're torturing people. You're like, yeah, man, they so strong, so tough.
I mean, some people might not have the physical stamina to sit there and SDI your fucking bullshit Bayo combos for an hour. I think you kind of get tired after 10 minutes.
Now I'm repenting.
You are repenting.
I'm playing a mid-tier character.
Karma's hitting you like a motherfucker right now. Like, it's insane.
I'm the one that has to get tortured. Like,
but you're deciding to do this though.
It's like I went on a journey, bro. Like, I'm a new man. Like, I'm one of you.
You are.
I'm a nice guy. I'm normal.
I
could never pick Steve. I'm too cool.
I think I will say I think the bullshit of Bayo is not as crazy as the bullshit of Steve. I watch top level Steve play and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm mentally like stable enough to fight that professionally. Like I don't know if I could handle it. I think I would go clinically insane if
bro,
I had
I
to fight against Steve.
I lost to Leo three times in a row in Ultimate that I was thinking to myself, this is for what I did. Like, all those DK grabs, bro.
He hated DK too.
Oh, he hated it. Remember when he went Toon Link against you? That was really funny.
And then there was a light at the end of the tunnel. It was simply the other Kong.
The like, other barrel.
Yeah, like, just pick the other one. I figured it out. There was a light at the end of the tunnel. Sakurai had told me himself. Sakurai had come down from the heavens and told me himself, you are forgiven.
you must do.
You can pick
you
the
will
other
repent.
One. You can pick the
you
other
You can.
One.
You all you have to do is break your hands and do all of this tech skill, but I will accept it.
Yeah.
This is enough. This like, is enough to repent.
That's why I had to stop playing Wario. Like, I had to get off that path, bro. No more robbing people. How great.
He robs you sometimes.
I've robbed enough people. There's nothing left to rob. How greedy can I get, you know?
I mean, Diddy does rob people sometimes.
I don't know what this bit is right now, but it's fucking hilarious.
Dude, yeah, Diddy, if you play Diddy in Smash 4, bro, like just think about how crazy your Diddy would have been in Smash 4. People weren't doing Z drop aerial in Smash 4, and we knew about that shit since Brawl. Shout out to Zan, one of the best labs to ever do it. Dude, for Zan was so ahead of his time, and
he really was.
Dude, in terms of like just a lab rat and like tech skill,
he was doing foot slot of shield stuff in 4.
Yeah, it was so sick.
You know what? We're talking about what if we played characters in 4, but I like if I was fully evil, like everyone's always like, oh, tweak Sonic, blah blah blah. But is that really what I would pick
in 4?
What is like,
no, in Ultimate, like if I just stopped caring about the fate of the universe.
You're the one that threatens it, though. You're the one that threatens it. You're like, don't make me play Sonic, or I'm going to pick up Sonic.
Look, it was an empty threat. It's not.
I was all for it. I wanted to see it.
It's an empty threat. It low-key was never going to happen. But, like, I would occasionally see a comment be like, tweak washed. And I'm like, I got to switch. Like, I got to pick up Steve today. And then I'd get home from the tournament. I'd select Diddy Kong, bro.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, very temporary feeling.
Like, would I play Sonic or Steve? Like, I don't know. I think I'd just play Steve.
All right. So wait. So what's happening with the banjo phase?
I don't play as much Smash at the moment. So when I do, I just play Diddy. Okay. And I am going to say this. Contrary to popular belief, banjo's pretty bad.
Right.
So I think I figured that out myself.
Yeah.
I know everyone thinks he's top tier.
Right.
But after a month of playing him, I was like, oh, this character's not that good.
Right.
So I'm back. Okay. The journey has been halted, and I'm going to have to find a new one. And I think it's the Smash 4 Muscle Memory Deletion Experiment.
Initiate.
Or you could play Falco. Falco does well versus Steve. He does well versus Steve. It's true.
There's no way Falco does good against Steve.
I would never play.
Yeah,
play
he actually does. Game. Like.
How is he breaking the blocks, bro?
Reflector.
What move are you breaking blocks with? Reflector? You're breaking the blocks with Reflector.
And it hits Steve.
For how much damage?
Does enough.
Right.
It makes something to think about.
When does it kill? Then,
right. And then what happens when Steve hits you?
SDI.
Right. SDI. Just SDI.
He's going to run out of answers eventually.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I've been Big Chungus and Syrup with Falco.
With Falco? That's pretty good.
That is very good. Syrup be beating my ass sometimes.
But did you beat the final boss, the Ender Dragon of Steve players?
He forward smashed me at 50. The last time I played a troll, he forward smashed me at 50 and I died.
I saw that and my jaw dropped.
And I didn't do bad against him either. Like, every match was actually close, except I died at 50.
Dude, you know what's really funny about that specific moment? I commentated that moment. And what I did was I laughed. Not because I thought it was funny. Okay? I thought it was fucked up. That was really fucked up. And it was my friend getting forward smashed to 50 and losing the game center stage. I was not happy. But Gamer specifically told us on commentary to not be toxic about toxic characters. So since I couldn't complain and say that was fucked up and broken, my only second instinct was, I was like, I guess that's comical how fucked up and stupid that was. So I just laughed and I felt bad. I'm sorry, Larry. I don't know if you watched that set over and heard the commentary, but I definitely wasn't laughing because I enjoyed seeing that moment. I was very sad, but I was just following orders, man. I was just following orders.
I'm sorry. Every time I fight Steve, I always think, this time I figured it out.
And he moves the goalpost.
The goalpost can be moved infinite distance.
You did that without even money matching him.
Yeah. Imagine to Aqua.
Do you want a money match for $20?
I don't think he should have won, like, on the mainstream setup. I don't think he should have won that. Rock, paper, scissors.
Let's run this money match real quick.
$20. Rock, paper, scissors. PS2. 1, 2, 3.
Dude, local salt is something that, I mean, I just don't go to as much Ultimate Locals nowadays just because I'm a lot busier. But man, Locals had, at least in Brawl and Smash 4, they just had a specific vibe, man. It was so much fun. An early Ultimate was fun.
I have a funny story.
A local story?
This is going to be the final story before we go into the bonus content.
All right.
So I was practicing Diddy with someone and we finished playing. And their question was, what do I do if you just spam tech skill? And I just thought to myself, that is such a backhanded thing to say.
That is such an Ultimate fucking player thing to say. If I heard that, I'd be like, you are a fucking Ultimate player. Like, your first Smash game was Ultimate. Fucking training wheels, Ultimate ass Smash player. Like, slap the training wheels on. Like, how much fucking training wheels do you need? Do you need fucking to be surrounded by training wheels? Do you got 8 training wheels on this motherfucker? Are you an 8-wheeler training wheel player? Holy shit. That is an insane statement. That is an insane statement.
How am I supposed to answer that question? But it was such a funny question. I think about it still. Like, this was a while ago. But
bitching about tech skill.
What do I do if you just spam tech skill?
Dude, I wish they asked Charles that question. Now that was his response.
I would have personally been offended, and I would just have to let them know how. I don't even know what word comes to mind. All I know is that you are surrounded by training wheels, and you are entitled by wanting to spend less time at the game to be good at the game.
I am a proud tech skill spammer.
Thank you. Proud. As you should be. I will work fucking hard for your shit. Thank you.
What are you even doing? Like Z drop aerials? Was that the tech skill?
I mean, I do a bunch of stuff, popgun cancels and all that. I was probably camping while doing it, so that was the way they framed the question.
Oh yeah.
And by probably, I'm just kidding. I was being very aggressive. And fighting my heart out.
Okay.
But thank you to Charles.
Wait. Before we end it, the tweet of the week, all right? The tweet of the week. I don't know if this is going to be a thing or not, but I just thought this tweet was really funny. I put it in a podcast live chat, Chris. But it's a POV, you got third at your local. And dude, this tweet is so funny. Like, if you're an audio listener, it's just somebody like doing a bunch of tricks with a $20 bill and getting all hyped about it. It's so relatable. But yeah, you can go ahead and take it out. I don't know, man. It's the new $20 bill, bro.
He's spamming tech skill.
Moving with it. He's spamming tech skill to get third at his local, bro.
Sometimes you gotta spam tech skill. And on that note, thank you for watching. We're gonna predict our top five players in the rankings for 2024. So yeah, support the Patreon. Thank you to Larry for joining us, and have a good one.